Live the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gurra. God bless America. It is the Steve Gurra Show. Good to have you along for the conversation where we are relentlessly in pursuit of the truth every single day. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Michigan residents who get the free handout on federal student loan forgiveness won't be paying state and federal taxes, apparently. Number two, the House Appropriations Chair resigned over what he calls a reckless spending bill at the state level. You should be knowing about that. And number three, the 84-year-old woman, Right to Life volunteer, the pro-life, 5-foot-tall, 120-pound woman shot while she was knocking on doors, talking to people about Proposal 3. She says it was no accident. No accident. And said the man that shot her didn't say a word before he pulled the trigger from about 6 or 7 feet away. She said that on this program last hour. Or maybe it was in the first hour. Anyhow, we're going to replay that interview for you here at the end of this hour. You're going to hear again from Joanne Jacobson, Right to Life volunteer, now represented by David Coleman at the Great Lakes Justice Center. 84 years old. She stands 5 foot tall, maybe weighs 120 pounds. The bullet from a .22 rifle entered her left shoulder and exited her back. Didn't go through the shoulder bones, apparently. She's recovering. No files charged. No charges filed. It's bizarre. Anyhow, she was having some sort of a conversation. The woman she was talking to claims that she was arguing, that being Sharon Harvey, telling Wood TV she had a tubal pregnancy in 1971 that required surgery and nearly killed her. Not sure that that's relevant in any way. Because here's one of the arguments being put forth by the people supporting this horrible Proposal 3 that would allow abortion to the moment of birth. It would allow kids to get abortions without telling their parents, allowing kids to be sterilized without telling their parents. All true. Well, if you had a tubal pregnancy, you couldn't get a tubal pregnancy removed. Well, really? She had one in 1971, so says Sharon Harvey. 2 years before Roe v. Wade that went into effect in 1973. So apparently she had a tubal pregnancy removed in 1971. It was no issue then under Michigan's 1931 abortion ban law. Probably won't be much of an issue in 2022 either. She blew up her own argument. But her husband, Richard Harvey, told Wood TV in Grand Rapids he used a .22 caliber rifle and fired a warning shot and then shot Joanne Jacobson. You fired a warning shot? And then he said he was trying to hit her with the gun to knock away a clipboard with his finger still on the trigger? And the weapon went off. It was an accident. Well, Joanne Jacobson said there was no accident whatsoever. She said, I believe it was intentional. And if you want to hear her talk about it, and to me, it is pretty remarkable that no charge has been filed at all. You can't just shoot people. You can't shoot little old ladies because you don't like what they have to say, politically speaking. And isn't it interesting that after the shooting, David Coleman points out, after a woman was shot on their property, on their sidewalk. Obviously, she's bleeding. She's in some distress, and they don't call 911? Does that seem normal to you that if I shot somebody on my property, I can assure you we would call 911? I hope we never have to be in that position. But why would you not call 911? Seems a bit strange, to say the least. The reporting in the Detroit News, incomplete. Craig Maurer, or Mauger, however you say his name. Of course, he refers to her as an anti-abortion canvasser. Well, of course. Pro-life person. But they have to put a negative connotation on it. It's the way they operate. But it's a fairly weak report. It seems that he might be tilted a little bit in favor of the person pulling the trigger. Because he pointed out that David Coleman, the attorney in this case for Joanne Jacobson, has been involved in litigation to support a 1931 state law that bans abortion except in cases to preserve the life of the mother. As if that's relevant to her being shot. It's not. It's not germane, as they say, Craig, but you know that. It's not germane, but you know that, Craig. It's all right. At least I would think you know that. At any rate, I don't understand how that happens. Now, a top Republican official stepped down as the House Appropriations Chair because right now they're putting out another $1 billion in spending out there. State Representative Tom Albert of Lowell, Republican, stepped down as the House Appropriations Committee Chair. State coffers hold $7 billion of tax money right now. Increased government spending has fueled inflation and played a major part in the economic struggles we face today, he said in a statement. Additional spending would just make things worse. The measure the legislature is considering today is reckless and irresponsible to taxpayers, and I will be voting against it. I cannot support the supplemental budget measure that is before the legislature today. As I said at the beginning of this month, now is not the time for the state to commit to spending more money. We're in the beginning stages of a global recession. And we still don't know how bad the economy will get in the coming months. We simply do not know if the tax revenues will come into the state as we anticipated previously. And he said, I can't be here. I support that. I support him saying, you know what? I can't do this. He's right. Spending all of this money. Save your money. You don't know what's going to happen right now. You don't know at all, in fact. So I applaud him for stepping down. And we need to get him on the program here. Tom, if you're out there, you know, you should give me a call. What is it? 877-310-9966. 877-310-9966. That's the hotline. You can call it, Tom. I'll take your call. Trust me. And Michiganders will not pay state and federal tax on student loan forgiveness. This is from Michigan News Source. According to Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office, 1.4 million Michigan residents are eligible for relief and will not owe any state taxes for receiving benefits of the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program or other student loan forgiveness. When debt is forgiven, the IRS treats it as taxable income. However, provisions of the American Rescue Plan eliminate this requirement, so it's all free all the time. I hope your gender studies degree is good. It's all free all the time. How's that ancient English literature degree treating you? Yeah, there you go. I'm going to take a quick break here. We need rain in a lot of places in Michigan. We've gotten some lately, but man, it's been a dry year. Good for you. But if you get too much rain, it can be bad for your basement. You know that. We're going to talk about that when I come back on the Steve Gruber Show.
Looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. TheBarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing are your seawall repair specialists. Concrete, wood, or metal seawalls, Bluebird CFW has you covered. They have patented types of sealant and materials they use to keep your seawall protected. Plus, they use the latest in advanced pressure release technology that prevents cracks and restores the strength to your seawall. Bluebird has been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are the number one seawall repair specialist. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com.
The love of the game draws us to sports as players, coaches, spectators, and officials. For officials, it's a way to stay in the game they once played, to feel the thrill of putting on the uniform, stepping out of the playing surface, hustling to make the call, and building the relationships which can only be built in sports. If you still have that love for the game, we always need new officials. Register now at MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.